During adolescence, the person struggles to find answers to the following two questions. Who am I, and how do I fit into this world? Puberty is important just as a marker of impending adulthood, but the major crisis is social. The psychosocial crisis of adolescence is identity versus identity confusion. Psychologically healthy individuals emerge from adolescence with a sense of who they are and what they believe, but some identity confusion is normal. Erickson said that society can assist with identity formation by providing a psychosocial moratorium, a period when the adolescent is free to explore possible roles without the obligations of an adult. That is, adolescents don't yet have to commit to a career, romantic partner, or particular ideological beliefs. They have time to explore. College can be this time, and most societies do allow for some kind of moratorium. Recall that Erickson had his period to wander around being an artist trying to figure himself out. I like this clip from The Breakfast Club. I know it's a bit dated, but if you haven't seen The Breakfast Club, it's great and all about identity, conflict, and confusion. Anyway, you can see in it some evidence, as Erickson argued, that ego identity emerges from two sources: the affirmation or repudiation of childhood identifications, that is, the parents, and also social context, including one's peers. And it also touches on the positive and negative aspects of identity, which means that adolescents affirm some values and reject others, or decide who they want to become and also who they don't want to become. The conflict between identity and identity confusion produces fidelity, or faith in some ideological view of the future. Lack of beliefs in one's own selfhood results in role repudiation, or an inability to bring together one's various self-images. In terms of Freud's stages, this can be considered the first part of the genital stage.